Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Dave Ladd. He's the president of RDL & Associates, a company that works with state and federal government relations, strategic communication, and all primarily related to ag and rural policy. And welcome to the program, Dave.
Thanks. I always appreciate the opportunity to chat.
What are the things that you're most focused on right now?
Well, obviously the farm bill's coming up, so we kind of keep an eye on all that and what's happening in those various interests, commodities and kind of where everyone's lining up and the titles and all the players at the table. But then trade, I'm going over the Canadian consulate event later today, and I know that they have concerns with some of the issues, or they're keeping an eye on NAFTA and some of these trade agreements and how this administration's looking at viewing trade and trade agreements, both present and future.
There are some trade changes that have happened with some of the trade agreements.
Well, you have a new administration, obviously, which has been quite clear about their view on trade and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. At one time, we had hoped to see that passed, and especially if you're in agriculture, the agricultural sector, which has tended to benefit from trade agreements. But, that went by the wayside. The new administration kind of pulled us out of that. We've had a lot of talk about NAFTA and renegotiating NAFTA. Now, what does that mean? What does renegotiation mean for the North America Free Trade Agreement? And, of course, that's between Mexico and Canada and the United States. And so what agriculture has said is we've made great gains and benefited from these agreements. We want to make sure that that is remembered and not forgotten. If and when you get these three parties to begin to negotiate provisions of NAFTA or parts of it.
Let's get back to the Farm Bill a little bit. The Farm Bill, it has a lot of stuff in it. I know folks in rural parts of the country, including rural Minnesota, are interested in is some of the economic development opportunities that have existed in previous Farm Bills. Does that still stay there, do you know?
Oh, yes. I mean, those titles, what I've seen over the years or over the decades now, is that there tends to be more titles added. I mean, everyone tends to focus on the nutrition title and the commodity title, and those are obviously important pieces of the Farm Bill, but you have a trade title, you have credit title, you have rural development, you have specialty crops, you have crop insurance, risk management tools and how that all fits into the picture, conservation, energy. Yes, those, I don't see those titles going away. In fact, you may see one or two added potentially. The question is, who's at the table? The more titles you put into a farm bill, the more interests, of course, you have sitting around that table and interest groups and stakeholders. The challenge is the pie's not going to get any bigger.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dave. I know we'll want to continue our conversation about the Farm Bill next week.
Thank you. I always appreciate it.
Dave Ladd is president of RDL & Associates, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.